Lately, I love being on stage. I look back at early footage of myself and some really early stuff, and it's like watching somebody who is on stage but is there because he has to be, not because he's enjoying it. He knows that this is some process he has to go through. You know, it's like medicine. It doesn't taste good, but you have to take it. And now something changed at some point, and I enjoy it. After you've had a certain number of ups and downs, you realize, I'm going to keep doing this through the, you know, the ups and the downs. So I'm just going to keep doing what I do and do the best I can. Looking back, when I think of what the things I was listening to when I was young, it seems so obvious that that's what made me what I am, what made me the kind of musician or writer that I am, that I'd listen to pop stuff that was on the radio, or pop stuff that wasn't quite on the radio but was hoping to get on the radio. But then I'd also listen to things like whatever, I guess you'd call it avant-garde classical music, whether it was Xenakis or Stockhausen or Varese or those kind of things. And then recordings that you could find, as such as you could find, of music from different parts of the world, whether it was India or Bali or wherever. And now I realize that, well, that's obvious. That's what my music sounds like. After my last tour, I got invited to do a show in Lisbon for the Lisbon World's Fair, World Lisbon Expo. Uh-huh. And the concept for these shows that they were doing was that they would invite one artist to kind of curate an evening, to invite other artists on, and ideally they would all, each artist would maybe play a song together or something like that during the evening. So amongst the other people I invited this string quartet, the Balanescu Quartet out of London. And I thought, let's see what happens if my touring band at the time, putting that together with the quartet, and if we make the quartet be a lot of the harmonic stuff that's going on. And it was a lot of fun. I really liked it. It went over pretty good. And so I thought, I'm going to write with this in mind, as if this is the band. The band is largely drums, bass, percussion, and the strings provide the meat filler, whatever you want to call it. And so that took a little time. Then I started doing that. And of course, every tour I try and do something a little bit different. Last one had a lot of costume changes in. That was the way of traveling with elaborate sets, but you basically wore them so they could all fit in a box rather than didn't require a truck. This one, that kind of touring production money went into the meeting up and setting up that we get joined by local string players. So in every city, they get sent some of the charts in advance and some records to listen to, and we meet and rehearse for a few hours, and then that's it. Then we do the show. Well, we got this racing team, but we're trying to get our cars. We're waiting for our cars. They haven't been delivered. The delivery's a little slow right now.
But you got the logo.
Yeah, we got the important stuff down. We got the logo. We got the outfits.
Just details, the cards.
Yes.